దేహి సంస్పర్శ సంస్పర్శగా భోగ దుఃఖ జోన ఏవతే అద్యాంత మంత్ర సోంతయా నపేషు రమతే బుధ. హ్యాపీనెస్ విచ్ ఈజ్ డిరైవ్డ్ బై టచ్ సెన్సెస్ సంస్పర్శగా సంస్పర్శగా మీన్స్ హ్యాపీనెస్ సో కాల్డ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ డిరైవ్డ్ బై టచ్ సెన్సెస్ ఏహి సంస్పర్శగా భోగ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ దుఃఖ జోనాయా ఏవతి. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ that that is not real happiness. Any happiness derived out of that sensation, that is not real happiness, rather that is the gate of various misery. The whole Vedic scripture describes that happiness derived of sense perception out of this body, that is not real happiness. If we have to enjoy real happiness, then we have to transcend this body meeting. Happiness is there because I am spirit core. Actually, I am full of pleasure, but because my sense of happiness is being manifested through this matter, therefore we are being frustrated in deriving real pleasure. So those who are in the advanced in the spiritual life, they are called yogi, the yogina. Ramante yogina anante. So those who are spiritual, they also enjoy, but they enjoy in real happiness which has no end. Any happiness which is ended at a certain point, that is not happiness. That is rather source of distress. Abhyanta mantra kaunteya natesu ramate. Buddha. Buddha means who is learned. A learned person does not enjoy such flickering or transient happiness which is derived by sense touching. Sanat saknoti haiva ja sorum prak sharira vimoksana kamakroda కామక్రోధం సతమ వేగం సుక్త సుఖీ నర సప్నోతి సప్నోతి మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఏబుల్ టు టాలరెన్స్ ఇహైవ మీన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ షోరూమ్ షోరూమ్ మీన్స్ టు టాలరెన్స్ ప్రాక్ ప్రాక్ మీన్స్ బిఫోర్ శరీర విమర్శనా బిఫోర్ లివింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ. If one practices that, what is the practice? Krama, kama, krodha, bhavam, vegam. Vegam means arch. Just like sex arch. Everyone has got sex arch. Or so many things, we have got some arch. Now, that Krishna advises that before quitting this body, the example is that suppose a man is diseased, is suffering from a type of disease, and doctor has asked him not to take solid food. Now, he is thinking that because he is practiced to take solid food, he is thinking, I must take solid food. I must take solid food. But if he can tolerate, no, doctor has advised not to take solid food. If he can tolerate, then he becomes very easily cured. Similarly, sense perception, sense pleasure is reserved for us in our spiritual life. That is actual sense pleasure. Here, we are having sense pleasure artificially through this body. Before leaving this body, if we practice to stop sense pleasure as much as possible, there is training, of course. Without training, nothing can be done. So according to Vedic civilization, this training was given. The student life, complete abstinence from sex life. Then, vanaprastha life, complete abstinence. And sannyas life, complete abstinence. The whole training was to abstain, to cure. Because, the same example, in disease condition, we cannot enjoy the foodstuff which we take. When we are healthy, we can enjoy the taste of this. So we have to cure. We have to cure. And how to cure? To be situated in the transcendental position of Krishna, or Krishna consciousness. That is the cure. The Krishna advises here, anyone who is able to tolerate the arts of sense pleasure, so long this body is there, there will be arts for sense pleasure. But we have to mold our life in such a way that we should be able to tolerate. That will give us our enhancement in spiritual life. And when we are situated in spiritual life, that enjoyment is unending, unlimited. There is no end. Exactly similar passage is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rishabdev is advising his sons that Nayana Deha Deho Bhajang Nilope. Kastan kamar arhati bir bhujangi. Tapo vidyam putrata jena satya suddhet jathat dhamma sukhar mahanta. It is very nice. But he says, my dear boy, this human form of life, now I am a deha. I am a deha means this body. Now I am a deha. Deho bhajan milope. Everyone has got body. The cats, dogs, frogs, and birds, beasts, man, human beings, demigod, everyone has got this body. Material body. But he is especially advising Nui Deha. Nui means human form of life. He says that this human form of life is not meant for working hard for sense pleasure, just like the hogs and dogs. His advice. Then what it is meant for? He says, tapas vidvam. One should undergo penance for transcendental realities. And what will be the result of such penance? He says that jato suddheta satya, your existence will be purified. And when your existence is purified, then you enjoy Brahma Sukham, the unlimited spiritual happiness. You are hankering after happiness. Happiness is your prerogative. You must have. That is your life. You cannot stop happiness. But happiness in the disease condition is not happiness. That you must understand. So we have to cure this disease condition and then enjoy happiness, then enjoy pleasure that will be unlimited. There will be no end. And in the disease condition, suppose whatever pleasure is there, it is for a few seconds, for a few minutes, for a few hours, a few days, it will end. But real happiness, what is real happiness, that is unending. Brahma Sukham Anantam. Anantam means anand. So we are meant for Anand means happiness. But Krishna advises here, that Satmoti Haiva Ja Sorum Prat Sarira Vimakshana, before quitting this material body, if one practices to tolerate the so-called urges of sense pleasure, then he becomes very happy at the long run. He recommends it. And that is the real purpose of human form of life, that we should not derive, we should not try to derive that false happiness in this diseased condition of material life. This is temporary, that is not happiness, you should understand, and out of ignorance we are engaged to derive such kind of happiness, but that is not happiness. Real happiness is in spiritual life. We have to attain that spiritual life, and thus a man tolerates so many things for being pure. Similarly, we have to practice tolerance. Then there will be urges, certainly, because we have practiced to be sense urges for so many births in the so many evolutionary process. Now, in this human form of life, we have to consider that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So I have to search out the happiness of the spirit soul, and for that I have to train myself under superior guidance, as Arjuna has put himself under the guidance of Krishna. Jivanta sukhantara rama tatha antar jyoti revaja sajogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuta abhigacchati. One who is aspiring after that transcendental happiness, which is called Brahma-sukha. One who is jo-anta-sukha, that Brahma-sukha is eating, that Brahma-sukha is not without. Jo-anta-sukha, antar-aram, and is happy and satisfied by enjoying eating. Antar-sukha, antar-aram, tatha antar-jyoti-revaja. And he is trying to find out the Brahma Jyoti, the fullness of Brahma within. Sa Yogi Brahma Nirvana. That yogi is already situated in Brahma. Nirvana means ending all these material contamination. Brahma Bhuta Vigacchati, and he becomes a realized soul of the Brahma concept. Labante Brahma Nirvana Rishaya Kina Kalmasa Chinna Daidha Jatatmana Sarvabhuta Hite Rataha. Now Krishna says that Kina Kalmasa, Kina Kalmasa, one who is able to reduce the reaction of our sinful life. We must know it, that this material existence, either in any form, they are all reactions of our sinful life. That we must know. So, in any condition, it does not matter that a highly advanced person is educated, learned, rich, or beautiful, or anyone, that more or less, according to degree, they are all enjoying suffering the reaction of their past karma. And more or less, all the world, they are considered to be sinful. So, Kina Kalmasa means those who are trying to reduce the reaction of sinful activities. How? That by practicing that sense control. Sense control, the practice and sense control. Just like a disease person, by controlling according to the prescription of the doctor, by controlling himself, he becomes reduced in the suffering of the disease. The fever diminishes, 105 degrees, 102, then 100, then 99, then 98, he's young. Similarly, we have to reduce the temperature. We haven't got to increase the temperature. We are just like in the matter of increasing our temperature. We are thinking that by increasing the temperature, we shall be happy. We do not know that by increasing temperature, we shall never be happy. We have to decrease the temperature. There is a very nice story, perhaps many times told you, that there was a householder, very rich man. His wife was sick, and the maid servant was also sick. So the gentleman called for a doctor, and the doctor treated both the patients, and the doctor said that your wife has got 98 temperature, is nothing serious, but your maid servant, she has got 104 temperature, so she should be taken care. Now, the housewife, she became angry. She told the doctor, "Oh, I am the head of the family, I have got only 98 temperature, and my maid servant has 104, so you are not a doctor." So, that is going on. From 104, we want to increase 107 degrees, and that is that. So the modern civilization is increasing the temperature. So we have come to the point of 107 degree atom bomb. So we are prepared for killing us. So this degree is increasing of temperature, of material environment, will never make us happy. We have to decrease the temperature. We have to come to the point of 97, not to the 107. So, Lavante Brahmanirvana, Rishaye Thilakam, Thilakalmasa, just like by decreasing temperature, we come to the path of healthy life. Similarly, if we decrease our sensual activity, the material life means sensual activities, nothing more. Whatever advancement of civilization we are creating, that means we are simply creating artificial sense enjoyment. That's this is called material civilization. Simple sense enjoyment. Nothing more. So we are to, of course, we don't decry the modern civilization, but it has its proper use. Just like we are also using here electric light, the microphone and the tape recorder, this is the gift of the modern science. So instead of decrying them, let them engage in the matter of understanding Krishna consciousness. Then everything will be properly clear. We cannot go back. We cannot go back in the matter of advancing the modern civilization. But yes, we have got a point. Krishna consciousness, Nirbande Krishna Sambande. We can engage everything in the matter of understanding Krishna consciousness. Everything can be utilized properly. Jitta Vairagya Muchyate. We haven't got to give them up. Our Goswami, our predecessors, Acharya, they do not recommend that whatever is produced now, we cannot give them up. Oh, it is all material, you don't want. No. If maybe that is material, material is everything. My body is also material. So as I am utilizing my material body for spiritual advancement, similarly, I can utilize anything material for spiritual advancement. That is what. So that prescription is given. Nirvande Krishna. You just try to engage everything in Krishna consciousness. Then you will have to, that is, everything will be transformed into spiritual. By Krishna consciousness, everything will be transformed into spirit. Just like the iron rod, if you put into the fire, it gets warm, warmer, and when it is red hot, then it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. Similarly, if we constantly engage all our energy in Krishna consciousness, then even though we have increased the temperature to 107 degrees, that will be transformed into 107 degrees of spiritual life. Yes. That is the secret of this Krishna consciousness. As we will understand, when we come to the 9th chapter, it is how clearly stated that Sushukham Kastamabha, it is very happy to adopt this principle of Krishna consciousness. So, instead of lamenting what has been done, that is useless. No use lamenting. We have to now go and make progress, advance by Krishna consciousness and utilizing everything for that purpose, Krishna consciousness, then everything will be all right. Otherwise, prapanchikataya uccha hari sammandina vastuna mumukshuri parityaga bhungu vairaga tathati. Simply thinking, oh, it is material, oh, it is not spiritual, let me give it up. But I do not know how to utilize them in the purpose of Krishna consciousness, then that part of renunciation is not very much appreciated by our Goswami Sampradaya. We should not decry anything. Whatever is produced now, welcome. But let it be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. The same example, just like Arjuna was a fighter, he was a military man. He was trying to make his self-gratification. He was trying, he declined to fight just to make his own self-gratification. What is that self-gratification? He thought that by killing my kinsman, my brother from the other side, I be unhappy. So my happiness and unhappiness imparting into this body, that is a kind of self-gratification. So, when he was taught Bhagavad Gita, he gave up that process of sense gratification. He agreed to fight to satisfy the sense of Krishna. Oh. So he remained the same fighting man. He remained the same military man. But only difference was that in the beginning he wanted to satisfy his own senses, and at the end of studying Bhagavad Gita, when he became a liberated soul, he engaged the same energy for the sense gratification of Krishna. So this is Krishna consciousness. We haven't got to decry anything. Simply, we have to change the consciousness. Everything we are now doing in the matter of sense gratification, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to train ourselves for the sense gratification of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So that requires toleration. Now we have practice to satisfy our own senses. Since a very, very long time in every life, either in this human corner life and other so many species of life, everyone is engaged for sense gratification. Now we have to change the process. Instead of satisfying my senses, we have to agree to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Unfortunately, we make the Supreme Lord senseless. Oh, this God is impersonal, he has no sense, he has no hand, he has no mouth, he has no leg. Then what is he? So we are creating imaginary God in that way. But here is God present, Krishna. He with hands and legs and feet and speaking to Arjuna. So God is not senseless. And if he is senseless, then there was no use of speaking this Bhagavad Gita and taking it so very important book so that the world is living very carefully. He is not senseless. He is full sense. Otherwise, this Bhagavad Gita has no meaning. So he is in full sense. Now, the Krishna consciousness means that instead of satisfying my senses, we have to satisfy the sense of Krishna. Oh, it's simple for us. It's not very difficult. Kāma-krodha vimukṣāṇā jyotināṁ jata-cetasāṁ abhīta brahma-nirvāṇāṁ vartate vidyutātmanāṁ kāma-krodha vimukṣāṁ. Now, this kāma-krodha, lust, anger, it has been advised in the fourth chapter that they are our great enemies. So we have to give it up. The kama krodha vimukta. The kama krodha, we have to give up this lust and kama. Kama, lust, lust, kama is lust and krodha means anger. Now just see, kama krodha vimukta, how kama krodha vimukta, how one can be free from kama krodha? Kama krodha, how one can be free? Now just see the same example you see. That although he was thinking of the welfare of his kinsmen, Krishna was asking that he should fight, and he was declined. So this kind of declining is karma, lust, his own sensitivity. So as soon as he began to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then he freed from his own karma, own lust. There is no more. His own lust. His own lust was that he was desiring not to fight. But as soon as he agreed to the instruction of Krishna, he gave up his own lust. He becomes free from kama krodha. So kama krodha, this anger and this lust, if that can be actually, we can be freed from this anger and lust. When we are actually in Krishna consciousness. Kama krodha vimuktanam jyotinam jataketasam. Jyotinam, they are called great sages. One who is able to give us this kama, the lust and anger. They are called great sages. Kamarupa tapasinam. Tapasi, one who are sages, their duties, they are always forgive. They forgive any means. That guy is a very nice example. Lord Jesus Christ. You are being crucified, but you forget all the persons who are engaged in crucifying. He prayed, Lord, oh my Lord, these people do not know what they are doing. So this is, the time for great saving. Well, they are not, angry. The karma krodha. So, angry, we can give up the anger only when we are Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it is not possible. So long we are after our own sense gratification, it is not possible to give up lust and anger. It is not possible. Simply, when you ask, Lord Jesus Christ was able to forgive them? Because he was engaged in God's service. Therefore, he was able. So, it is such a thing. Sarvai gunai tatpura samasati sura. One who is actually Krishna conscious, automatically, all the good qualities overtake without any separate endeavor. The kama krodha vimukta nam jyotinam jataketasam abhita brahma nirvanam vartate vidyutātmanā. So, one who is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, automatically he becomes free from lust, anger. This is the stage of brahma nirvana. Brahma nirvana means cessation of material conception of life and be engaged in spiritual, transcendental position. That is Prabhupada. Parashan chitta bhuhibhajam chakhul antarari bhuva pranapano samo kritya nasa bhantaracharino. Now this is yoga process, Krishna is an item, that yoga process. The yoga process is made to come to the point of Krishna consciousness. But one who directly goes to Krishna consciousness, he hasn't got to practice this. But still, the practice is recommended here. The Parashan Krishna Bhid Bhajan Shattu Shattu Antare Bhiva. We have to put our eyeballs within the what is called? Eyeball. And pranapana samupitta, there are five kinds of air passing within our body. Pranapana, mana, udana. There are different names of this air. So, controlling them, pranapana samupitta, nasam mantaro sarino, and they are coming, breathing control. These are the process, those are practices, yoga practices they can know. Jatendriya manobuddhi mune mokha parayana vivacchet abhaya krodha jat sada mukta evasa. Now this process is to give up that lust and anger. But if you engage yourself direct in Krishna consciousness, the result of this process is achieved very easily. Jatendriya manobuddhi mune mokha parayana vivata iccha. Ichha bhaya krodha. Ichha. Ichha means to desire so many things. And in material life, we shall be always afraid. Everyone is afraid. So, ichha bhaya krodha. And anger is unavoidable. Because there are, we have in so many things that are frustrated in our dealing, that anger is possible. But if we are engaged in Krishna consciousness, even we are put into such difficulty. I am very glad to inform you that one of our students is put into some difficulty, but he is very happy simply thinking of this Krishna consciousness as a practical. He is not very long, he is practicing the Krishna consciousness. But within a few days, he has learned that. And just now I received telephone that he said that I am quite happy. So, this is such a thing. Krishna consciousness can get us, even in the greatest. Just means today, Guru Nabi Bukhinana Bhutalata, even one is situated in a very great dangerous point. It means he is not disturbed. It is such a thing, Krishna consciousness. He does not become disturbed.
Bhuktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam jyastanam shanti ichyate.
Now, here, Krishna summarizes that if you want peace, peace, the formula of peace you must know. What is that formula?
The bhuktaram jagatavasam, bhuktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheshwaram Sridhan Sarvabhutanam Jatya Maham Shanti Nishvati.
If anyone understands that Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, he is the enjoyer of all activities. Whatever activities are going on in this world, there is some result of any activity, especially good activities. Here it is called Yajna Tapasya. Yajna and tamasa, that is good, that they are quiet activities. In Krishna case, that if anyone can understand that all result of quiet activities, the enjoyer is Krishna. Bhuktaram yajna tapasyam sarva loka maheshwaram, and he is the proprietor of all planets. Not only this earth, but there are innumerable planets, innumerable universes, and the Lord is the proprietor of all these universes. Then Sridham Sarvabhuta, and he is the only friend of all living entities. Sridham Sarvabhutana, Jyastha Maham Shanti Nishvati. If anyone can understand the secret of life,
that nobody is proprietor. Everyone is claiming that I am proprietor of this house, I am proprietor of this land, I am proprietor of this country, or I am proprietor of this planet. You can go on and see it. There are many instances who became proprietor of many other planets also in the history of God. Not only this planet, but many other planets. But this is mistake. Actually, the proprietor is the Supreme Lord. We are just guests in his house. We are not proprietors. We must develop this sense that Krishna is the proprietor, or the Supreme Lord is the proprietor. Now that is actually fact. We come here as guests. Suppose, I am Indian, you are American, we have come on this earth, and as guests for 2 years, say for 100 years or 50 years, then we leave this place. So if I am the proprietor, why don't they take this place with me when I am going? No, I am not proprietor. So there is no question of tyaga, renunciation. And there is no question of bhoga or enjoyment. Because you are not proprietor, so you neither you can enjoy it, neither you can renounce it. So, renunciation or enjoyment, both are illegal. Renunciation, suppose, we are sitting in this room. This room belongs to the landlord. Suppose I am vacating this room, and while vacating, while I am going from this room, if I say to the landlord, well, Mr. Sassan, sir, I leave this place for you. No. What is this place? This place belongs to him. How we are living? So he will ask, oh, you are my guest, you are my tenant. How you can live? It is mine. Similarly, he will say, all right, I am giving up this renouncing this enjoyment life. So either we cannot either renounce or enjoy. Both are illegal. Simple thing is that we must know that as it is formulated here, that everything belongs to God. So everything should be engaged for the service of God. That is real knowledge. That's why, suppose, here is $100 note somebody left by mistake. Now, what is to be done with that $100 note? If somebody takes that $100 note, oh, here is $100 note, take me. Say, let me take it and enjoy it. That is illegal. And if that $100 note is neglected, all right, let it remain there. The owner will find it. That is also not good. Because if I do not find out the person and hand over that $100 note, that is not my duty. Because others may take it. Similarly, to leave that $100 note is also not good, and to enjoy that $100 note is also not good. The best is that find out the proprietor of that $100 note. Ask somebody, have you left something, sir? Anybody? Because, yes, I am missing $100. That is the answer. Similarly, if we understand that everything belongs to God, so that sense will lead me, so I will not enjoy. So my sense gratification, my anger, my lust, all things. All things at once, at store. If I understand that nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to God. If I want to enjoy it, that is illegal. And if I neglect it, that is also illegal. If I say, Jagannamitra, this world is false. I don't want it. Let me go to the Himalaya and the jungle. Oh, that is also not good. You must try to utilize the whole thing for the purpose of Krishna. Because everything belongs to Krishna. That is your Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Because he is the proprietor. Now, this and tape recorder is an advancement now, material science. We should think, oh, this is the and property of Krishna. Let it be utilized in the propaganda of one for Krishna's sake. That is properly utilized. So everything Sabu Loka Mahasaram. Suppose if somebody says that I am the proprietor of everything of this room, so you have no claim. So we have actually no claim. He simply comes. And the whole philosophy is, that is spiritual coming. And the Bhagavad, you will find that there is anything, all the richness, all the richness that is all over the world, all over the universe, that is created by God. So, you are at liberty to make it use. You can take as much as you like. But if you claim proprietorship, then you make fault and you have to fall. You can use that. There is no harm using. Krishna has given, God has given us enough. Now, why you are suffering? Why the world is suffering? Because we are trying to occupy. Oh, this is my country. Oh, he says, this is my country. Oh, this is my property. You cannot come here. You cannot enjoy. This is the problem. But if you think, oh, it is all Krishna's property. Let us enjoy and be Krishna conscious and be happy. Then there is no disturbance. Then automatically peace is there. So we do not know what is peace. What is the formula of peace that we are trying to make peace? We keep all the dirty things within our heart and we are making propaganda that we want peace. How we can have peace? Here is the peace problem. What is that? Voktaram jagadavasam sarvaloka maheshara. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, he is the enjoyer. He is the proprietor. And he is the real friend. Vedic scripture is fine. He is such a nice friend that I am transmigrating from one body to another. And Krishna is also transmigrating in the same body. Super soul. Suppose I am transmigrating to the body of a hog. Oh, Krishna is present there. He's such a thing. Now, suppose we have got our friends. So, when I've got richness, and I'm very rich, I will have so many friends. And suppose I'm poverty stricken now, no friends come to me. Krishna is not such a friend. Krishna is such a good friend. Then, whatever condition you may be, he's always rich. In the basic literature, you find that two birds are sitting on the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird is witnessing. That witnessing bird is Krishna, and the eating bird is myself. I am eating. I am enjoying the fruits of my work in this material world. And Krishna is simply observing. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was talking so many things, Krishna was observing. But when Arjuna came to his temple, he surrendered to Krishna. Shishasteham sadhmaam prapanna. Similarly, the bird, the supernatural bird, is sitting. He is simply waiting for the opportunity when he says, oh, Krishna, I surrender unto you. Now, protect me, Bhimavitra. He is ready. So this is the formula, Krishna consciousness. Bhoktaram, jagdavatam, sadhuluka maheshtaram, sedam, sadhubhutanam, jyastanam, shantimichyati. If you really want peace, then this is the formula. You should always know that Krishna is the enjoyer of everything. He is the provider of everything. And he is the only sincere friend. Sridhan Sarvabhutam. Yes, sir. One who understands this secret, he becomes happy. He is his fault. Thank you. Now, if there is any question, sir.